Good morning, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. Ever wonder what happens to those slivers of soap you use in a hotel? Derek Kayongo did, and he decided that the bars could be reprocessed and redistributed to combat the hygiene and disease problems in impoverished nations. Today on the program, Derek Kayongo joins us to talk about the Global Soap Project and his mission to save lives one bar of soap at a time. And Derek Kayongo joins me in studio. Derek, good morning. Thanks so much for your time.
Jennifer, it's a delight to be here with you.
Derek Kayongo is the founder of the Global Soap Project. He's worked for Amnesty International and Care International. He was named a CNN Top 10 Hero in 2011. And he'll be speaking about the Global Soap Project tonight, Wednesday, October 10th at 7 o'clock in the main auditorium here at the City Library. We'll give you more details on that as we go. Later on in the program, we hear about the Jewish value of Tikkun Olam and how Utahns are putting that ethic into practice. Plus, a conversation with New York Times bestselling author and Utahn, Shannon Hale. But first, soap. What do you want to know about how recycling soap can help people around the world, or how you can get involved in the Global Soap Project? Give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. Derek Kayongo, you launched the Global Soap Project a couple of years ago. Why focus on hygiene?
You know, it starts with a very unfortunate situation in my life. I became a refugee at the age of about 10 when I left Uganda, which was this country that was led by a reprobate leader, Idi Amin, that we all have heard about. And when you become a refugee, one of the first things you realize is the lack of amenities. Small things like soap become a big deal. And when with the lack of soap comes diseases, and we all take soap for granted because we have it in abundance. But I saw us getting diarrhea every single week, you know, because of just picking up food and eating it without washing our hands. Mm. And so as a young man, I realized very quickly that the power of soap. But also my dad made soap before we left to become refugees. So I've always been around soap, and I know the incredible value of soap.
Mm. Describe the conditions that you dealt with as a victim of war.
Oh my goodness! When you become a refugee, and actually not just a regular refugee, but a war refugee, there's this sense that you are always in danger. You don't have a home. Nobody understands you. The culture shifts are incredible, but you also look like a big time loser. Because everybody's about business and you are the one that is in the camp, or you're the one that is not being taken care of. So it's a very, very bad time in somebody's life. There's a ton of refugees around the world because of war, but I'm telling you it's a very, very tough thing because you're not going to school as a kid. If you're a parent, you're not going to work. It's just a doldrum that I would hate to see anybody go through.
Mm. So soap is in your veins. It runs in the family. It's been kind of an idea that you'd been thinking about for a number of years. How did you launch the Global Soap Project?
So I came to the U.S., checked into a hotel, and there were three bars of soap in the hotel room. I said I was curious about this because one of them read body soap, the other read hand washing soap, and the other read facial soap. That did not include, Jennifer, the shampoos. And I thought to myself, why do Americans need soap for every part of their bodies? Nevertheless, I took the two bars, put them in my bag for tomorrow because I knew that it was a marketing gimmick. Well, I come back that evening and they had replaced everything. 3 days in, I realized that something is wrong. I go to the concierge. I say, you know, I've been stealing your soap. I want to give it back to you. Please don't charge me for it. And he laughed just like you're laughing because he said, we already charged you for it, brother, so don't worry about it. But I said, wait a minute. What happens to the partially? If I sit for a day and left, what do you do with the partially used bar of soap? He said, we throw them away. Jennifer, the U.S. throws away, the U.S. hotels throw away 800 million bars of soap every year. That is 2.6 million bars of soap every day. That's what got me started.
Hmm. Staying clean requires both soap and water. Mm-hmm. And I imagine that clean water is a rare commodity in a refugee camp.
Yes.
What about the water part of this equation?
So that is being taken care of by other organizations like CARE that are involved in what we call water and sanitation programs. They are the ones that are building water wells. We have a ton of NGOs out there that are building water wells all over the world. So what we do is when we give out our soap, we make sure that we give it to those organizations that already have that water equation solved, because we don't want to do water because it's another different animal. But I think as we partner, as NGOs partner, we can solve problems that way. So our part is to provide the soap, and the other organization's part is to provide the clean water. So that's how it works.
We're speaking with Derek Kayango, founder of the Global Soap Project, and he'll be speaking about the project tonight, Wednesday, October 10th at 7 o'clock here in the main auditorium at the City Library, 210 East 4th South here in Salt Lake City. If you'd like to join us, if you've got questions or comments about the Global Soap Project, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Okay, so Derek, you gather soap from participating hotels. Do you just give those little slivers away? How is it recycled?
So it's a very interesting process. So what happens, we get hotels to sign in, and I urge everybody, whenever you check into a hotel, ask them about their recycling program around soap, and they'll look to you with a blank face because they're not doing it, and they're throwing that soap away in our environment, which is very detrimental to the environment. So what they do is they register on our website. They can go on there and register as a hotel, and they gather the soap using their housekeepers who are already cleaning the hotel rooms, who also tend to be from other parts of the world, by the way, and they love the program. When the soap gets to us, they ship it to us, and they can write off that shipment because we are a non-profit. We are 501c3. They can ship off the shipping cost. Now, when we get that soap, we actually do what we call a peeling process. That first layer of the soap is peeled off, and we get into the inner layer, which we break down into what we call spiders. Those are what we actually use to make the brand new soap. I won't share an industry secret here in terms of how I actually do it, but after we sanitize the soap, we then ship a batch of it to a chemistry lab, which tests the soap for pathogens to make sure that there's no pathogens on the soap. And then once we get a green light, then we know we can actually ship it to Kenya, to Uganda, to any of the parts of the world, especially like Haiti, that need the soap. And so that's how it works. It's a four-stage process, which is really easy.
So how long does it take from hotel to delivery in some impoverished country?
It could take anywhere from a month to 6 months. It depends on the demand out there and the supply chain that we have in place. So, for example, the Center for Disease Control, which actually has a member that sits on our board, has just taken about 300,000 bars of soap to Malawi. The first 160,000 bars went last month, and another 160,000 bars are going very soon. That soap is going to end up in the hands of doctors who are working in clinics and hospitals. They're then going to give it to mothers who are coming to give birth so they can wash the babies and wash their hands before they touch the babies and get rid of wounds like tetanus and that kind of thing. That is where we measure the impact of that soap. And because we're using the Center for Disease Control to actually distribute the soap, you can see that we can actually measure the impact of the soap in terms of health indexes. So it's a really brilliant way of partnership. So the hotels partner with us, we then recycle the soap, then we partner with the NGO, that like the CDC, to actually give it away. Mm-hmm. So that whole process may take anywhere from a month to 6 months.
You mentioned that the soap is reprocessed with an industry secret method. But I guess I'm curious, are all soaps the same? Can you mix Dial soap with Dove soap and have a good result?
No, I mean, you can, and people do. I think all of us have taken those little, when your soap is sort of going down to the end, Peter, you plaster it to the next Ivory soap or Dial soap that you have, and nothing happens really. But it's not, I don't recommend it, because every soap has its own chemistry, its own pH system. So I separate the soaps by hotels and by colors and by scents, because you don't want to mix all these colors and get a tiger look. You don't want to do that, you know. And even though these people are beggars and they're not choosers, I still view our recipients as human beings. They deserve the very best. So we give them the very best soap. I mean, imagine we get soap, the Brugari brand, we get the Avenda, we get the Dial, we get the, I mean, can you imagine as a refugee receiving Brugari soap? My goodness, this bar of soap costs about $10. So this is the only instance where a beggar is not a chooser, but does get to choose.
You said that your initial reaction to going to a hotel was to pocket the extra soaps. if I were to do that, could I donate them to you? Or do they, what about my little slivers of soap that I've got at home? Can I get in on this action?
You know, we've been asked that question so many times, but this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get industrial waste out of the landfills. And in this case, the hotel industry is the one that is throwing away the soap. And they have to. It's not their problem because they have to be clean and they have to be, you know, well thought out. But what I'm saying, 800 million bars of soap is my target. I need to get all that soap out of the landfills and to take it out and clean it and give it to the people who actually can use it. So it's harder for me and it's not cost effective for us, I think, to have everybody send one little bar of soap here and there. We want to go after the big, you know, problem, which is the soap that is being thrown away by the hotels.
So, I mean, you're definitely targeting this as a humanitarian effort, but it's certainly an environmental issue for you as well.
Correct. It's very, very easy to think that we're helping the Africans or the South Asians or the Latin Americans in this particular regard because of the fact that they live on a dollar a day, as the figures have come out from the, you know, the MDGs, the Millennium Development Goals. But remember that also on our end, we have two things here. One is that we are very wasteful when you think about it. We throw away so much. And to whom much is given, much is expected. We cannot afford to throw away resources that can be used somewhere else. And if we can recycle soap, let's do it. Because do you know how much it costs to make a brand new bar of soap? We are 7 billion people in the world. If we all used a brand new bar of soap, it would cost us a lot. So if we can recycle these resources and put them to use, that's good. Number two, throwing them in the environment does not make sense. We cannot just be totally responsible and think that somehow the environment is not going to react or bite back. So throwing away a chemical, because soap is a chemical, into the environment is not a good idea. But can we reshape it and redistribute it somewhere else? Yes, we can. So that's what I'm trying to do. There's an environmental side to this on our end and a good stewardship side to this on our end. And on the other side is a health, real health problem. 2 million kids die of diarrhea, Jennifer, every year. That could be mitigated by 40% if we give them a bar of soap and taught them how to wash their hands. Mm.
Speaking with Derek Kayongo, founder of the Global Soap Project, he'll be speaking about it tonight, October 10th at 7 o'clock here at the Maine City Library. You mentioned that the CDC, in partnership with Global Soap Project, just sent 120 bars to prenatal clinics in Malawi in July. I understand your group sent 120,000 bars of soap to Haiti. And you're partnering with people who are already on the ground. Is that how you're able to get it from point A to point B so quickly?
Yes, we do have an arrangement with shipping companies. UPS is one of them that is really wonderful. And in fact, we have one board member who works directly with UPS. So what we were trying to do in making this work, because if you do it piecemeal, it's not going to work. It's not cost effective. What we did was to bring in all the stakeholders on the table. People who are recipients of this soap, like the CDC, had to be on the table to help us manage the boots on the ground kind of question. The UPS folk came in to help us on this issue of logistics. How do we move the soap from the hotels to Global Soap, from Global Soap to the needed areas? So that's what we've done. And these partnerships are what I'm looking for. If we can get partners to do this, it will be actually done. Sometimes we think these problems are too big, but they actually can be solved by people sitting down and thinking about them. And that's what we've done.
You recently partnered with Hilton
Yes.
Hotels. That
Yes.
must be a very nice partnership for you.
Oh, my goodness. There's so many times when corporations, we belittle their efforts and their work, but this is an example of how corporations can be very powerful if they become good global citizens. Hilton is a global company that understands that globally, we have people who are suffering. But if we take people out of poverty, they can become their clients if they know that Hilton was very, very helpful. Now, don't get me wrong. We do get soap from other hotels, but Hilton was the angel investor in Global Soap. They gave us $1.2 million to actually start our work. And you can never underestimate the power of that. So the more we get more partners in the hotel business, the more we'll be able to solve this. But yeah, in fact, I got to tell you, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has recommended us as one of the top nominees in partnerships. U.S. Chamber of Commerce says Global Soap and Hilton are one of the top and best partners. So if people vote for us, if they go to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce website, they will see that partnership and they can vote for us to make sure that we go through as a top partnership.
And we've got links on our website, kcpw.org, to the Global Soap Project. You can find out more about mm-hmm. the Hilton partnership there. So if people want to get involved, you can't send in your little sliver. what do you do?
Well, so two things that are key. One, all of us travel, don't we? We all spend time once at least a year or once every 2 years into a hotel. Ask the hotel to be actually part of this process. We are the ones that tell corporations that they're not responsible, but we have to actually talk to them about it. So if you can recruit hotels for us and tell them to join the Global Soap Project, that's a big, big step, because that immediately tells a hotel, my client wants me to be responsible in this manner.
How many hotels have signed on already?
We have 1,000 hotels. But trust me, it's a small percentage of what is actually going out there. So the second part is we need people to actually help us mobilizing. In Utah here, you have beautiful hotels. If we could get somebody to actually be the center of that whole mobilization and help us sort of collect the soap and get it ready to be shipped out to Atlanta, that's what we need, is somebody to help us mobilize the community of hotels here. They have regular meetings every month. Go to them and tell them to actually be a part of this, and we can make it work.
I understand that October 15th is Global Hand Washing Day.
Yay.
Global Hand Washing Day coming up. How will you be marking that day?
Well, I will be washing my hands, first of all. But I'll also be speaking at several events in Atlanta, where I live. And I think one of the big things we're going to be doing is we're going to do the Center for Disease Control and the Global Hand Washing Day and Global Soap will be partnering, and we will be going to schools and we'll be talking to young kids about the importance of hygiene. It's not just a girl issue, it's a boy issue too. It's not just a boy issue, it's a girl issue too. What is the power of washing your hands, young boys and girls? It keeps you healthy.
Speaking with Derek Kayongo, the founder of the Global Soap Project. He'll be speaking about the project tonight, October 10th at 7 o'clock in the main auditorium here at the City Library, 210 East 4th South in Salt Lake City. Again, you can find links about to the Global Soap Project on our website, kcpw.org. Derek Kayongo, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Coming up next, working to repair the world. But first, a break. This is City Views on KCPW Salt Lake City.